It's time to blunder! Woo! The Blunder Years. Back before all the beer made him age 50 years. What a tragedy. The Blunder Years. Just before that buffoon went and totally ruined his career. Let's cheer. Skull.
Let's go. Skull it up. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the... Huh?
Perfect. Perfect. Move on. Keep going.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Blunder Years, all those beers ago. That's right. Mike here with us, along with Zen and the Reverend Bob Levy. We got this is for you guys, the paying people, the paywall people. Let's go. Let's get into it. We got to finish up this Howard screaming at John clip that we watched the other day, and then we got him on with Kumia describing his hemorrhoid saga. So a lot of important details and stuff to get to today. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. All right. Let's go.
Understand that he doesn't understand that it's a my call.
But what I don't
take, and my policy is not to schnur off the audience.
Okay. So in case you missed the first part, John was yelled at for making friends over the phones at a stock firm, and then he was taken to a Yankees game, sitting behind home plate, and Howard's like, "I'm not doing any of this shit. Why are you doing it off of my name?"
But he made John, friends for life.
That's right, friends for life. They were in his wedding. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, one warning though: you are very high up on the marquee there. Somebody's gonna knock you over. It's gonna be somebody from your own kind. It's gonna be somebody close to you.
Well, I don't care. This is not Julius. I'm not Julius Caesar. I'm just running a radio show, dude. All right. You worry. Maybe you're in business. Maybe you're in business like that. I'm not.
Yeah.
People knocking. Oh, here's Stuttering John has to say something. What do you want to say?
Someone watches under this jacket.
Yeah. You think he's got all kinds of shit to sell when he opens
toasters
it up?
Toasters and fucking pans. That's a big fucking jacket.
He goes, you don't happen to have a vacuum hose, do you? You know what? Other side of the jacket, I do.
You
know,
said they needed a washer dryer.
I think he bought that at the estate sale of Harpo Marx.
Good. You have nothing to say?
Nah, I just...
Nah.
No.
Say it.
No.
You know it's impossible for you not to say it. Say it.
Well, no, I just... Robin says a lot of things, but, you know, it's just amazing because, you know, the same person's gotten you tickets.
Right.
So
absolutely.
If you accept the tickets,
but they come
you're
through
okay.
You.
Oh, but that's...
They come through
oh,
you.
You know, it's just... It's such a hypocrisy.
You start it all. And then it's like,
John,
oh, there are tickets
again,
here.
You don't...
And he's about to say, you don't get it. You don't understand. And he's 100% right. So instead of saying, you know what, Howard? I fucked up, man. It's my fault. I get it. You're right. I'm sorry. It's never going to happen again, boss. You got it. That's it.
Right.
End of story. This is why Howard kept him around, because the guy would just argue and argue and argue. He has to be right.
See the difference.
Oh, so Robin can get tickets?
No. You come in and say, I got tickets to the Yankee game. She doesn't know how you get them.
She asked me and said, she asked
right.
me.
She doesn't know how you got the
she
listen, John.
Anybody got the tickets?
Do you answer the phones?
No.
All right.
Do you answer the phones?
Do you answer, Robin?
John, again, you're off base. I really got to get rid of you. You don't get the difference.
Go pack again.
If Robin comes to you and says she wants Yankee tickets.
Something tells me he was just always packed every day at work. All his shit was in a box. Never know.
Yeah.
It's not your job to get her Yankee tickets. If you know someone, fine.
How it goes. Robin, I know you like the Knicks.
Right.
Yes. I have a friend who
can get you tickets.
He says he'd love to have you.
Right. I guess, why do you think that friend is doing so much for John and everyone else?
So then she's not wrong for taking
tickets. Not at all.
All right.
She doesn't know that you're wheeling and dealing on the phone. She doesn't know. Listen to me. Yeah. If you don't wheel and deal, then you don't have the tickets. You're my problem. You're the source.
It's a friend of mine.
Here I go again. He is a friend of yours from your wheeling and dealing.
But I'm just saying,
I don't want you wheeling and dealing, or I can't have you answer the phone, and there's really nothing else for you to do here.
I mean, I hear this, and I'm just like, all I keep thinking is this poor wife. Mm. Like, she had to deal with this off-air every day,
right?
Nonstop.
And everything's an argument, because if it's not his way, it's the wrong way.
You want it Mike's way? I go, what?
I mean, everything.
Just basically said, like, all right, you're right. Just
of course. Of course. How many times has your wife said that?
I was just going to say, imagine living with somebody like that.
I trust you with the phone, but you got to understand my wishes.
Like I said, this is an old friend. It's been a long,
John, you're taking up my whole show. It's not an old friend.
There it is. Saying that
it's not an old friend.
I'm saying that if a stockbroker called, don't worry, I'm not going to.
I know how your friends are. I know how you meet your friends. I know the difference.
Okay.
You meet somebody walking on the beach, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. This is not your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My phone callers are not your friends. You understand?
I don't agree, but
I don't want you visiting my phone callers. I don't want
John is Bo Derek walking on the beach.
Oh, of course we can. You kidding me? We've been waiting for that suggestion.
Wheeling and dealing with my phone.
We might even actually have one in the archives. I swear to you, I'm something in my mind. I'm remembering John with the braids on the beach. I don't know why, but if anybody knows, it's discount.
When they bring up a business proposition,
if John was in the mafia, he'd be in the East River like the first week.
Just
giving up everybody. Just, what Frankie the Fixer did.
Oh. I don't even think they'd take him there. It'd be in a puddle.
Yeah. There's ways of, there's innocent ways of ratting people out. You know, the Iron Sheik story when he tested positive for cocaine in the WWF back in the day, and they brought him in. They go, Sheik, he tested positive for cocaine. He said, excellent. Then he rolled his way, and they go, no, positive is bad. And he goes, what do you mean? He said, well, it means you're doing cocaine. It cannot be. Did Hacksaw Jim Duggan test positive? Did Greg the Hammer Valentine test positive? You know? And he's just curious. He's not looking to rat them out. He just wants to know how they did on their test. That's all.
Yeah. Why would they be? Why would they be doing cocaine?
This is different. This is him going, Robin.
To say, this is not my area.
And it's funny because he said just the other day, he says, we are creating lies specifically to deflect from my 15-year-old bankruptcy. That's called a deflection.
Yeah.
Exactly what he's doing right now, mm-hmm. coming at Robin and trying to throw Robin under the bus so he can get out from under the tires. It ain't going to work.
I don't do this. I just answer the phone. What do you want to talk to Howard about? That's it. If they have nothing else to say, hang up the phone. That's it. I don't want any
well, the guy calls deviation. For an appearance. I'm just curious. If a guy calls booking for an appearance.
If a guy calls up and wants to make an appearance, I've okayed that for you.
All right.
We've discussed your appearances. And there are parameters on your appearances.
Yeah.
All right. Now you can leave. Come on. Get with it. Don't bring up everything that I talk about with you. This is a different conversation.
But all right, so just the last question, I'll go. So if a guy calls me from a brokerage firm,
right?
Still trying to get
I'm just curious.
Guy calls you from a brokerage firm.
It says, "Hey, I have an IPO that."
Right. So what do you do?
I say no.
Right. Goodbye. Okay. Now you can leave. Now you got your marching order. Right. That's it. Thank you. IPO. I got IPO. IPO. Go hire a stockbroker and let me give you an IPO.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Go hire a stockbroker and have him give you an IPO. Get that other package ready, boys, the compound one, if you don't mind. Wife and I are narcissist abuse survivors. We're watching this and both reliving dealing with people like John. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's crazy. What an eye-opening experience.
How old are you? 53.
I got it. What an eye-opening experience it is to learn from John and realize how many people like John you've had in your life, you know, mm-hmm. that you never even noticed. Notifications are funged. I got one for TSN, but using Donica thumbnail and video link. The other said blunder at 11:30, but video showed it hadn't begun yet. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the thing, but it's all fucked up. So sorry if you're coming into this late, but you know, this is for you guys. They're you know, these are releases that we put out for the other side of the wall.
And you can watch it anytime you want.
And you can watch it anytime you want, you know. So thank you to everybody that did make it here.
Well, how old are you? Are you 53, right?
No, I'm like mid-50s.
Yes. So you have, do you ever have the performance anxiety at all? Do you ever get that?
I would get that when I was 20 in certain
years. Yeah.
It's not, Jesus but Christ. No, I've been pretty good for my whole Knockwood.
I mean, because I'm
career,
because I'm feeling the whole age thing. You know, my hair's getting gray. Mm. I got the hemorrhoids. You have the hemorrhoids?
No.
Oh, it's awful. I bleed all the time.
Oh my God!
Dude, sometimes I can't have sex with my girlfriend because it's my time of the month.
Your underwear look like Abe Lincoln's pillow after.
When I wipe my ass, it looks like a chocolate covered cherry.
Hey, we haven't heard that one in a while, huh? There you go.
Oh, stuff on radio and, shows.
Yeah. And Anthony giving him the sympathy chuckle. Mm. This is great.
Oh shit!
It's so bad because it bleeds sometimes. I say,
oh my God! The toilet looks like the beaches of Omaha.
Oh yeah,
just covered in blood and shit.
That one,
Normandy. Yeah,
but it'll be.
I'm gonna use that one tonight. If you're all right with it.
Like I'll be at a bar. I won't know, and then I'll get home. And I'll take off my pants, and there's like a huge red blood streak on my pants. The whole
just think, he'll be wearing the same pants 4 days in a row
after being on a plane for 6.5 hours.
six. You wish. You talking? You got a layover, dog. He's gonna be a hot, sweaty, fecal mess when he lands.
You better hope they don't let dogs in there.
I was out, dude.
Are you sure that's a hemorrhoid?
No, that's a hemorrhoid. That's my brother. He's got that
ass ain't falling out. He's like, yeah, God, leave me out of this.
No,
imagine bringing your family down, going, come watch me do this show. Yeah, so I bleed all over my clothes from my asshole. He turns around, he goes, How am I doing?
Your mother gave us this fucking dreadful thing. She's got the roids.
Your mother gave you the roids.
Yeah.
Are you pushing too hard? Is he drinking?
Yeah, I think.
Again, I know we've asked this, we've checked, but like hemorrhoids are not hereditary, right? They cannot be passed down.
I'm no doctor, but it's definitely there's no facts of this being handed down from generations.
So he's either lying, so it's not his fault, or he's so dumb that he actually believes this.
They can be both.
Well, then who told him that they were handed down? Or is this a conclusion that he's come to?
It's because some of them have hemorrhoids. Well, it must be. It can't be my fault. It's never his fault. So there has to be another reason.
It's probably because he has a midget body. Look at it.
Yeah. The hemorrhoids are like the military in this family. It's generations of
I'm drinking too much. You're eating the wrong shit.
Check.
Would he eat blood?
Check. Yeah, what are you eating? Hemorrhoids?
Big, like, fucking pain.
Oh.
Literally a pain in the ass to take a shit.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'll get up sometimes. I swear to God, I'll get up and it'll leak. And the blood will leak on the floor.
Oh, my God. Why wouldn't you get that fixed? Why would you go through life with that?
On the floor of the bathroom, he said.
Oh, that apartment. Oh, my God. What's got to be in that bed, in that fucking couch? Yeah,
might as well write Helter Skelter on the wall.
He might spray it when he's taking a shit.
If I'm at a pub, and I'll sit there scrubbing the
floor. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this guy doesn't even clean himself. You see him cleaning the floor of a pub bathroom with his blood on it?
Or a stool?
Yeah, exactly. You're bringing one pair of pants and a shirt for 4 days.
No, I'm sure it's gotten better. I'm sure it's gotten better over the years.
Oh, you're right. The OCD wasn't in full effect at this time.
Those are hemorrhoids.
Oh, dude.
I don't want to hear.
It is bad, man.
What do you do for them? Do you treat them with anything, or you just say fuck it?
Oh no, you just now. I'm trying not to push, but whenever a girl wants to go down on my ass, like she'll come up with a mouthful of blood. It's
oh
really,
come on,
it's
come on,
that's disgusting.
I mean, he's just out of his mind. There's no first of all, if you find a girl that wants to go down on your ass, then you're paying for that girl. there's no civilian that's you know.
The keyword is want.
Yeah. This chick, it was a make-a-wish, so I let it do it. You know?
Women, don't forget, if you want to fuck John, bring a cut, man.
It's like the end of Rocky 2, the end of it.
You guys, hold on. I'm going to go down on you. Let me put this cold compress on here for about 20 seconds. She's just mashing that thing into a bag.
Some Vaseline on his hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Lou Duva shows up. You go, is that fucking Lou Duva joining us?
She's done having sex with John. She looks like a Sissy Spacek at the end of Carrie.
And he's like lighting a cigarette. Was it good for you? She's just covered in blood. Yeah.
Doors go open. He thinks he's killing it. Exactly.
Yes. 100%.
It's just a
you have to chase her off when she's going that way.
I won't even let him anymore.
You must know that, like, no, don't even get near there.
No, unless...
Listen, I know you want to eat my ass. I know it's the thing you want to do. I'm not going to let you do it. Sorry.
No means no.
You got to shoot him off like a horse's tail.
No means no.
You know, unless he's long white iron.
Oh my God!
Oh, come on.
She comes up, looks at you. She looks like fucking Rocky in Rocky 1. The end of the fight.
I wish I was doing a bit. I swear to God.
Oh, John!
I wish I was doing a bit. You will not hear. You know what? I'm going to try this on stage this weekend. See how it goes.
No bit. This ain't no bit. So I had to buy Shout. And I have Shout, and whenever I do the laundry, I'm sitting there scrubbing the Shout.
Shout out your blood stains in your underwear.
Get out of my underwear. Get out of my underwear. I couldn't afford it today. I'm just going to yell at it.
I'm just going to do a homemade Shout. Hey! Oh, really?
Black underwear, you know, the designer underwear. Different colors.
I was in Vegas. Red. I was in Vegas red, once, yeah. You know, and the housekeeper comes to the room. It's like,
oh no,
what happened in here? It looked like a crime scene. The sheets were all full of blood.
He's so happy about it too.
Oh, look at him! Wow. look how happy he is to be disgusting.
Oh my God!
Somebody else's problem? Hysterical.
Oh my God! It's so funny. They're not even from this country. It's great. I can't believe Sirius didn't jump on John as the replacement for Stern. I know, right? Meanwhile, listen to his speech and the way he's talking. Like, at least he's fucking, he's got a rhythm. He's got a flow. He's in, you know,
he's got a flow from his asshole.
So wait, you're in your, you're bleeding on your sheets.
Yeah.
Your
it's like,
ass.
Yeah. And like they, you know, at least for me, I can go, oh, the girl I was with last night, it was that time of month, but really it's my own ass that is causing fucking the Rorschach test. My fucking sheets.
How is it not like healing? Have you been to a doctor or anything?
Well, they can lance it.
I told you. Is that new or old?
That's new.
Oh, all right. I'm telling you, we got an old one.
I'm sure.
No, they said it was
somebody. Somebody's in Bo Derek's.
It's me.
What's that?
Somebody said it was me as Bo Derek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What were you babbling about, Frog?
What's that?
Oh, I thought I heard Frog talking.
Yeah.
Well, thank God you didn't.
Back in the
yeah, they cut my brothers off.
Yeah,
it'll just come back. So now I've been pushing less.
Yeah,
you know it doesn't just come back. If you cut them off, it doesn't come back.
Well, they can come back, but
you can get new ones. If they cut it off, it ain't coming back because they're gone.
Yeah, it's like a new Christmas gift every year.
But then you have to do the right thing and eat right.
Right, that's
why the worst thing in the world.
That's why they keep coming back, because he's not changing his fucking habits. That's why they're there in the first place. Not because, as Crusher said, they came over from the old country with his mom.
Mojo Buffalo, bad enough. They cut off my brothers.
Coming in late, the stockbroker was later the producer for One Too Many and Gotti. No shit.
Wow.
look at that. Full circle, baby.
Mm. Boy. You used that one up, huh?
Well, within a year of the aspiring from
ass,
how?
The ass ripping from
Howard. Oh, the ass ripping. Sorry. Because I got to take this fucking thing down. The ass ripping from Howard, the same stockbroker was jailed for illegal market manipulation.
My friend.
I mean, you know, that's alleged. We don't know. I don't know the story. I mean, if there's records of it. Yeah, Dill Dog. Welcome, Angel.
What's wrong with that dog?
It's his life.
Everything out of you.
You won't feel it because you're drunk a little bit.
You want everything out of you, but then the thing just becomes this big thrombosa that pulsates like it's like dum 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 dum. It's you know, it's like that thing in Total Recall comes out of his stomach.
Guado, Guado.
Yeah, that's his whole center of operations is his asshole. Everything starts and stops from there.
This next song comes straight from the ass.
Dum 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 dum. Thrombosa. Yeah, what the fuck? Thrombosa.
What is thrombosa in high school band?
Yeah, what is it from? It's a brass, right? It's not a woodwind.
No, no.
Right?
It's a girl.
Search that up.
Girl I dated during Black History Month.
Thrombosa? She was hot. I remember her.
She's hot.
Well, there's thrombosis. Curious. There's not a thrombosa.
Right. That's what. So thrombosis is what?
Like veins, deep veins coming out, like on people's legs, you know, varicose vein type thing.
Varicose vein type.
It's like if you were in a plane and you looked down and looked at the highways going.
Right, right.
That aren't in the medical field.
Exactly. Thrombosis.
Yeah, we got to get him a white lab coat with zippers.
Thanks. For the show, guys, lost my job yesterday. Husband and wife owner split. Someone has been stealing $99.99 from my checking account every day since the beginning of February. Got to decompress. Wow. Jesus Christ. Wow. Sorry to hear that, brother.
So they were sending
Quando comes out.
I know, right? Where did it, which show did it go to?
Was it Brock Lee?
Oh, was that just an admission right there?
I don't change habits. Habits change for me, you dumb fucks.
Thank you, Dranskys.
Your ass.
And it's angry. And it's bleeding. It's spewing blood.
Open your ass. Open your ass.
Come on, Anthony. Give me Columbo investigating the crime.
Oh, my God. Well, we found blood on his sheets. Obviously, somebody either murdered somebody or Stuttering John's hemorrhoids.
Well, Lieutenant, obviously, it's Stuttering John's.
I should have thought of that.
My man's apparently put on a yeah, go ahead.
Cumia was funny back then, apparently.
He was hilarious. He's always been funny. And he might as well put on a hard hat because that motherfucker's working. He is working hard for this shit.
Yeah, usually the guest makes him laugh. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, he's got to do him. You know what I mean? He's doing two jobs. He's guiding the show and doing the punchlines.
Yeah, suddenly Anthony's the guest.
do this bit.
I can't believe it bleeds that badly.
Oh, I'm not whiny right now.
How? I've never heard of anyone with a case that bad.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. It just leaks. And it's so embarrassing. Like, you know, I have the double underwear right now.
What?
Oh, so that's why he got a full pack.
Oh,
right.
Because he knows he's going to be. Oh, my God. How many pairs? All right. New prop bet. How many pairs of underwear will he wear at one time?
I think two and one.
OK. Pack of five. That makes sense. I like that breakdown.
I think he should just be wearing diapers. I mean,
yeah, at this point,
honestly, I think he should be wearing diapers, medically speaking. And he's like, nah, I'm just going to wear underwear. I'm just going to wear four pairs of underwear instead.
Think of how cool you'll be, the dude at the bar in diapers, fucking buying everybody drinks. I mean, that's a story people tell their grandchildren. You know,
see the stool, you see the back of it coming up a little past your pants.
That's like a thong.
It's got unicorns on it. Because they didn't have adult ones. I had to buy the biggest kid size they had.
You sit down, you just crunch.
Hey, these are cool. Bro. They glow in the dark.
Ow, has it ever come through your pants?
Yes, I'm talking about. I'll be at a club.
He's definitely got to wear two pair for this journey on this flight. That's number one.
Right.
So two pairs are gone right there. He wears the same two pair into the next day.
Mm-hmm. That's so Friday into Saturday.
Right.
And then he'll take a shower.
Right. Sunday. Saturday. Right. Saturday night when the dinner is, he'll put on the fresh two new pairs and then go out to dinner, wake up.
And he rides it out the rest of the time. No more showers. Just double up again.
Right. Maybe even throw that last one on as a third because it's Super Bowl Sunday. You're going to get really hammered watching the game.
So it's going to be a tough ride, plane ride back, though.
He's going to be walking around like he's dressed up for the winter. He's not going to be able to bend down to pick anything up.
If you can ask him in the chat if he's going to, if he needs people to bring him underwear.
That's right. We have a Go Underwear Me fund for you, John, where people can like a tornado just hit a town. Everybody's sending supplies to John.
Paper towels.
Paper towels, diapers, formula.
Even the girl I was dating, she goes, yeah, people have mentioned it at the pub that sometimes you walk around at the pub and
with a spot of blood, right? A bullseye.
Of blood on my head.
So even his pals at the pub and the chick he's dating who he met at the pub are all going, yeah, we see blood on your asshole when you get up and walk away. And he's like, I can't wait to tell this to Ann.
Wow.
That asshole's bleeding. From the lip? No. He's bleeding.
From the lip.
Kinda.
I guess if
holy motherfucker.
It was Freddy Krueger wiping my ass.
Yeah, yeah, right? Like fucking Edward Scissorhands trying to take a shit. Oh, then you got to put on the face.
But it's old age, man. It's old age.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah.
Old age. Old age is it's basically good for you. Okay, when you're getting older, it is good. You know what I mean? Somebody say, look at that old fuck. That old fuck, you didn't make it to be that old fuck yet. So shut the fuck up.
Preach. Preach.
Say it.
Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a 3-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there.
It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal. And get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
God, I haven't had to deal with the roids yet.
I will.
Fine chamois.
And my brother's there. He's right there. He knows I'm not lying because we talked about this.
And we'll check after the show if there's anything on the rag.
Well,
John's on the rag.
I'm on the rag. It's really disgusting.
Yeah, maybe you could pop a tampon in
it
there.
It has that weird blood smell, like that.
God.
Like, as if you.
Copper?
Like, yeah, that, like, the irony you blood know, smell. It's
mix
not
blood
shit,
and
though.
Shit.
Oh, have you ever smelled blood? What the fuck?
Smells like copper socks.
They really did give him a sham wow. That's fucking great.
What does it taste like, John?
Good thing I didn't step in it.
It's not like I'm shitting in my pants. Bleeding in my pants.
Yeah, but there's shit coming out too.
Yeah, right. He doesn't understand it. It's a little close to that area, so odds are everything's mixed together, Johnny boy.
You don't make it sound better by saying that, John. It's not I'm shitting, I'm bleeding. Like, everyone's gotten a skid mark every so often, but bleeding is...
It's not gross.
I got rich
shit.
Marks
yeah, right.
On my
it's disgusting. It's just blood from my asshole. It's fine. Oh, my
dude,
God, John.
I swear to God, this is true. I'm in Vegas, and I brought that girl at me, you know, the one who I'm not with anymore. She's in Vegas. Now, I realize I didn't bring my extra pants. So I only have one pair of pants.
Oh, oh my God. Yeah. This is a thing. This is how this guy fucking travels.
Wow. We're playing, at a casino, and I go, just put everything on red like my asshole.
God. I realize. Have you ever gone on a trip and realized you didn't bring any clothes when you get there?
Isn't that what you pack?
Yeah.
Look, Steve has a good one. Go swimming with sharks. That would be.
Oh, my God. Get him to the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, now, I bled through those pants. Yeah. I'm like, honey, you got to do me a favor. Could you go in the bathroom and just scrub the shit out of these pants? Because I got to go and
you are tonight. Really
scrub
asking
the shit
for
out of these pants. Now it's shit.
And why is she doing it?
Because people do everything for him.
That's why they're broken up.
I mean, to think that he thinks that's a favor somebody's going to do for you. I need you to do me a favor. Scrub blood and shit out of my pants. I'm sorry. Are you mad at me? Did I do something wrong?
Can you do me a favor? I got a bad back. Can you bury this body for me?
That's the thing. Like, Asa would do it for him, and Mike has to grab her and go, no, let him do it. Right.
He's
got to
learn.
Yes, it's true. Bless.
He's got to grow up at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going on stage tonight. So she's scrubbing him, then takes the hair dryer from the hotel house and blow drying it. And I didn't turn my back to the crowd at all when I was on stage because there was still a little strip left.
You imagine coming up next on stage, he's bleeding through his asshole and through his pants. Put your hands together. One hand against the other makes a great sound for hemorrhoid ridden.
He comes out like a crab.
Yeah.
Like, what's John doing? He's fucking getting his girl strap on and dicks him in.
I have four bits where I have to turn my back to him. I didn't do any of them.
He asks so hard he bleeds. What the fuck is?
Oh no, I swear it's gross.
I believe you, but I mean, it's
like my fucking bedroom right now looks like a CSI crime scene. It's just blood all over the fucking bedroom.
I've never
OJ would be like, there was less blood with the coal.
It was my hemorrhoids. My blood was found at the crime scene. I went to check her out to see if she was okay, and my ass-roids was bleeding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, well, that's marvelous.
Well, we lost the whole female audience.
That's what. Well, we probably had two or three.
That happened when you sat down, John. Yeah. I hate to break it to you. Hemorrhoid story didn't chase them on.
Two or three. Yeah, it's gonna be hard hunting for the girls after that.
Forget. I don't even care. It's like, you know. I mean, but now what I got to do, Anthony, is like I'll go to the bathroom, right? I'll wipe like five times, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I'll check the toilet paper, and I realize that it's hemorrhaging pretty bad because it's like this big, deep red on the paper. So then what I'll do is, like, I'll roll up a bunch of toilet paper, stick it in there, and stand up and do like a dance for a little bit, just so all the blood will come down. And then I'll take it and check, and then there'll be more blood, so then I'll have to put another whole roll in there and do a dance.
And what, does it eventually stop?
And then eventually it'll be, like, you have it.
I remember I was dating a girl, and she said, I got my period tonight, and I go, just dance it off, bitch.
Yeah, let's go dancing. I mean... This guy's unbelievable.
Can you believe this talent was just answering phones? This is unbelievable.
I know, right?
Pressure to the wound.
Yeah, and then eventually that tomahawk wound will...
I'm stunned by this whole thing. I've never heard of it this bad.
Oh, it's
without
awful.
Somebody maybe going to the, emergency room.
It's awful. And then because my ex-girlfriend would be like, you have to have steak tonight because you lost a lot of iron. Because I'm losing a lot of iron.
Oh, you're amazing that you could even tell your girl that's happening to you.
Oh no, my ex-wife, like, she had to deal with it too.
Well, she had to do the laundry.
Oh yeah.
I wonder.
I mean,
I just want to go on record saying she deserves that extra money.
No wonder why she served me.
Right? Clean your bloody fucking sheets and underwear and all that shit. Fuck yeah, I want more money.
I love it.
Wow.
Good shit, boys. Yeah, cue up that next one. What do we got here in chat? My guess is he's flying Spirit to Fort Lauderdale, their hub, then AC base. He can't afford to carry on or check bags, so he's packing real light to fit everything into his personal item.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, this clip was years ago, and he's doing the same thing. I think that's just the way he packs, you know?
Yeah, because he doesn't want to pay any extra.
Right. What do we got, Froggy?
Sir.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, discounts here. What do we got, discount?
We have the rest of the package from Stuttering John from yesterday's show.
Oh, okay.
2 minutes left.
Okay, awesome. Did Frog take the day off with tooth pain?
He's here now.
Oh, I bet he is.
Where was she?
Damn.
Where were you, miss?
Yeah, he had to get his meds.
I needed a blanket.
Turns out Flintstone vitamins are over the counter.
I had to put on my Depeche Mode hoodie.
All right, let's
finish. I have to take a Wilma. To get good meds.
what discount?
He doesn't want to meet anyone in the back alley to get good meds.
I know. That's what the rock stars do, man.
Right?
All right, let's finish this package.
Let's see. Yay, baby!
Yeah.
Oh, where are we at on this?
What is that?
You got a timestamp, or is this the last? Is this it?
Here, timestamp is 34:45.
Okay, look at that. I almost nailed it. 34:45. Boom.
We got Don's here.
Harry!
What?
Huh?
Huh? All right, let's go.
Fucking hell.
Good, we didn't miss this part.
I didn't start this shit. Then this idiot penis wrinkle. This is the funniest thing. I gotta read you some of the shit this guy's saying. Let me see. Hope I didn't piss fucking anybody off here.
Oh, no. What is that? Perfect dot.
That is
his hand is Hindu.
It's crazy.
He married it. Remember, he said this is my
Hindu.
He's been really mad at Kate Meany, as you can tell by his hand. Look at that. That's an angry session or two right there.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that's fucking... Hey, Mark. I love you, Mark. I don't know if you're watching that.
I love you, Bob.
We had some great
Shut
times.
Shut the fuck up.
We had some great times.
Squirt it all over my face.
Thank you.
But I don't even know. Could someone explain to me? Because I do want to know, like, what the fuck... Shit, wait, is he trying to say I never took the IQ test? Is that what he's trying to say? Because
yes.
It's so easily disproven.
Disproven?
Shit. John, you like great. What's your secret?
John, you like great. What's your secret?
I'm a chatter. My secret is to laugh. I do a lot of laughing.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it.
John, you are broke. You live in a 500-square-foot hovel. Okay, people.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go. The hands are coming up. Here we go.
How many times do I got to tell you?
Here we go.
It's all I need because, in effect, it's just me.
It's just me, right. Yeah. When the hands go up, that's when we're all about to get lectured.
Yeah, he said this a million times. It has to be that.
Oh, and the clapping.
My kids are old.
What happened? What happened?
Is it that M. Night Shyamalan movie? Were they on that beach? Oh, my God. Condolences, man.
There's a rift in the space-time continuum.
My kids were dead all along.
My kids are old. This is what he was sitting there thinking and thinking and thinking. And what does he come out with? My kids are old.
My kids are old. Older now. Mm-hmm. I don't need
them.
He's got hair like that killer clown guy.
Why would I?
That guy,
killer clown
Gacy,
guy,
Gacy.
Oh, John Wayne Gacy. Yeah.
Get a picture of him.
Wait. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, he says that he doesn't need space because they're older now. But you know, they can't. My kids come over and stay because you know.
That's the thing. It's not about. It's about having an option for when your kid or kids come down.
Or a friend or whatever.
Right. Yeah, anyone. You're right.
Older now. I don't need
this is
a huge place. Why would I want to live
in
a two-bedroom?
Even a one-bedroom would be good.
Yeah. Well, listen, he goes, for who? This guy's never given a shit about anybody but himself his entire life. For who? Wow.
Live.
But he also could get a small apartment in a nicer place. The neighborhood he lives in is an absolute shithole.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he doesn't. What? Why would he live in safety? For who?
For who?
Bedroom. For who? For what? All my shit's in Florida.
So why aren't you in Florida?
Why do I want to walk fucking 50 feet to the toilet?
Wow. I can't be bothered with 50-foot walks to the bathroom, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this madness.
Do you know what a trail of blood that leaves?
Okay, now I get it. How many steps is it to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Before I sign.
Jeez, I gotta pee every 3 hours.
Well, yeah, you drink 27 beers a day. Well, of course you do.
That's actually pretty good for the amount he drinks every 3 hours.
Well, it's all retaining inside of him. It's all, you know.
Yeah.
It's just fucking
hell.
Hey, dickhead.
What?
What? Oh, you got me.
Dickhead, guess what?
What? Oh. What?
I don't even pay anything. I live here for free.
How do you do that, John?
Oh, is this his deal that the pension pays for? He lives there because the pub he likes is close by. That's it. They probably have lower pint prices. I could see him making that. You know how many times I met people in Vegas when I was working out there at that souvenir liquor store, and they'd be visiting, and they'd buy a beer, and then they go, "Do I need to put it in a bag?" And I'd say, "No, you can walk around and drink." And they'd go, "You can walk around and drink on the street?" And then they look at their friend, they go, "We should move out here." That's how you know the person's a fucking raging alcoholic. If that's a selling point to moves, yeah. What's that? Crazy.
Yeah. My pension covers it all, plus some.
And you're still paying.
Do you live for free?
Yeah. You're not living for free.
By that logic, we all do.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly.
You know the money I get from working? I pay this rent with. It's free.
I don't pay my mortgage. The Shuley Network pays my mortgage. They're suckers. I live for free. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, probably because you live with your mom. I live for free. Does KB? No.
This mind-twisting idea that utilizing income for basic bills constitutes getting things for free is wild. No wonder his credit is shit.
That is, out of all the fucked up things he said, that might be the most fucked up.
I live rent free.
And that's so do I. In your head, bitch. Boom! See you in Atlantic City, bitch.
Boom.
The fuck,
Mike,
man.
Tell me more about the Houdini.
Your turn, bitch.
Harry.
Not just in your heads. That's how I live. Man, I can afford my mortgage in Florida. Easy peasy.
Yeah, because your mom pays it.
Easy peasy.
Hold on, I gotta get a shot of that. Well, first get a screenshot of this psychotic look on his face. What a fucking weirdo. We should just do a show where we just move the slider and stop it and then just make jokes. We don't even have to listen to him. We can just we just go, all right, why? Boom. Yep. Look, there we go. Stopped it. All right. One of you yell stop. Ready? Go.
Stop.
Ready? Ready? Go. Oh, wait, hold on. All right. Ready? Go.
Stop.
All right. Let me get it back to where we were.
There you are. That's it. That's the one.
No, here it is.
In Florida. Easy peasy.
I need that picture.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a kabuki theater over here.
And I'm going to buy another house soon.
And another.
Oh, I'm broke. Okay. You go with that narrative. Okay. Mr. Magoo, thanks for the fiber. Millionaire Magoo always takes some red eye spirit flight across country with the layover.
Okay. Hashtag ballin'.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. Tom G. said, if you say that, then that means that all the other times that you're lying. Anyway.
Bingo.
Although I don't believe what Tom Chisano had to say.
Right. That just made a little too much sense. I ain't buying it, guys. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
30 years ago.
I don't believe Tom.
30 years ago, Bob.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of the times he made pejorative context now. You guys will not
know. Hey, take that picture of him, easy peasy. Somebody said name him Drunk Lee. He looks like Brock Lee's avatar.
I don't know what that reference or where it's from, but okay. Anyway, I'm frugal. It's not being cheap. It's frugal.
Yeah.
It's For instance,
why buy a new shirt and pants when I can just buy underwear and wear the same shirt and pants? Oof. You can't beat this.
If I could live here, be totally comfortable, have my nice big queen-size bed.
Queen, what a bitch.
First of all, we saw that. There was no way there's a queen-size
bed. No.
Brand new television.
Frugal is French for broke.
Why piss away the money? Why? Why would I do that? So if I can get a flight on Spirit or American, whatever it may be,
sure,
I'm going to look for the best price possible.
Wait a second. So is that why he was frugal when he bought a mansion?
That's right. That's right.
For it?
$30,000 mortgage, I think it was, or something.
He's real frugal.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a smart shopper. Yeah. And why pay a little extra for comfort and getting there in 5 hours or 6 hours when I can fly all night long and lay over on one of the shittiest
miles away.
Yeah, on one of the shittiest airlines ever created. All right. I'm sure everything's gonna go just fine.
I guarantee the plane has some kind of mechanical problem. There's no doubt.
Oh, it'll be the best.
It's a horrible thing.
It'll be the best.
You know, on Spirit, if you fight the pilot and win, you get to fly the plane.
I've heard that. That's a new policy they started this year.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Because I don't give a shit because I could barely sleep in a plane anyway.
So you might as well be on really it three drunk. Different times.
Yeah. So I will find the best price possible. So this way, I can go to the pub and buy a lot of rounds.
What's really important? Hey,
rings back to beer.
I'll live in filth. I'll make the worst travel arrangements known to man just as long as I have enough money for beer. Spoken like a winner. Way to go.
Oh, zero. John. John's an alcoholic. You look super hungover, Moobman. No.
Moobman. Moobman. Oh, that's great.
Hungover. I was at the dentist this morning. Single mother of five. The trumpet that you got from Bob is lame. Okay.
It is.
Yeah, it's only a sound effect on the Stern Show. That'll be a new lie they tell.
It's not a lie. It's not a lie. You're a hack. Yeah. Why is your top lip so big?
Yeah, I've been doing this since 1986. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
That was your big closer, I think.
It was before the blue cheese. Yeah, that was his big closer.
We'll see you next show.
Fucking place went nuts, man.
Okay. Bob used to wake people up in the army.
That's where he discovered this kid.
Roost is up.
You're a berry rooster.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
If you listen to the Stern clip of the horn,
it's not him.
It's not him.
Yeah. It's definitely not him.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Fred said, hey, can we use that? I was like, yeah, sure. I got a ton of them.
Bugle Levy, they used to call him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've got both. So if you want to, you can tell John copied it. So here's Bob's.
Yeah.
And then here's John's from The Stern Show. He copied exactly.
Word for word.
Yeah.
Note for note, we like to call
Thank
it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Note, word for word. Hey, there's his diapies.
but I'm frugal. And that's just a fact, Jack.
Are we watching the rest of this show at 4, Froggy?
Yeah, let's do
it. Actually, this is we cut all of that we wanted out of this. We're watching a show from earlier in the week that we didn't see any of.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Oh, and I have a friend sent us something for the next Blunder Years. I'm just going to show you a still image, but did you know John was on MLC 4 years ago?
Oh, wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. You look super hungover. I'm not hungover.
Cut that part out.
Vince has a big surprise for me in AC. It'll be fun. Good. I'm looking forward to it. Well, I didn't shit the Tom. Nope. John, we're doing a show in Chicago. I'll talk to Mancow. Oh, I got to get Mancow on the show. Keep forgetting. You know, I just dawned on me. I'm like, I was going crazy. Who's the guy supposed to get on the show? Mancow and Cabby. Chris Matey.
Remember all those big guests he's going to get?
A-list guests. Yeah. Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah, that was a nice one. Thanks for the 10. Sing with me, John. I know his wife's
name. My wife.
I know his kids' names. I know his Facebook. I know his Instagram. I know his phone number. We were having a Twitter war.
Love it. Wait, love it.
Do that again and clip that. Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody be quiet. This is great.
10. Sing with me, John. I know his wife's names. I know his kids' names. I know his Facebook. I know his Instagram. I know his phone number. We were having a Twitter war. I don't get it. I don't really get it. I know his wife's name. I know his kids' names. I know. Oh, wait. Hold on. That's not good. I know his wife's names. I know his kids' names. I know his Facebook. I know his Instagram, I know his phone number. We were having a Twitter war.
I don't get it. That's good. You should try that with notes.
Big fire. Thanks
for best super chat of the week on John's show right there. Man, Chris, way to go. Love it, John. Wait till Dabbles makes a John Unplugged. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Move over, Nirvana.
Yeah. I told you about that MLC apparent months ago. Yeah. Stolen bit valor. You got to pay me. This motherfucker's shaking me down, you motherfucker. You motherfucker, you. That's what you are.
Fiber, Stuttering John Pat doesn't make a huge mistake. There is no such thing as bad publicity. It would help to promote him on his internet presence and viewership. His loss. I know. It is his loss. I am an Epsler.
That's a drop. That's a great drop.
My Epsler.
Wait.
My Epsler. To promote him on his internet presence and viewership. His loss. I know. It is his loss. I am an Epsler. You're their best LOL cow of all time. Who gives a frog's fat ass?
Hey.
Mason in Portland. Stuttering John, dueling hand trumpets with Bob and AC.
Yeah.
Bob doesn't do a hand trumpet.
Mason in Portland.
Yes.
Going, you do is not a hand trumpet.
Yes, it is.
Whoa. It's what is
this? This is my hands, right?
Right.
Where are they when I do? Do.
That's a hand trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
Is he high?
Ass. Mason in Portland. Stuttering John, dueling hand trumpets with Bob and AC. Bob doesn't do a hand trumpet. Going do is not a hand trumpet. You're right. Congrats on your Section 8 scam. Oh, so now it's Section 8 now. So now you... Oh,
Yenta John's got a fucking inside track to his feelings. I mean, holy shit.
Well, you do is not a hand trumpet.
I love it. 60 yelling this for people. Voluntarily telling this to people. I do a hand trumpet, not him.
Hey, can you let him know that when I was in the military that I used to do that?
So thank you.
We would attack.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. He would wake him up. He would send him out into battle. Yeah. He would do the good night song.
I'll see you guys later. I'm gonna go do your war thing. I'm gonna go take a nap.
I'm gonna go clean my hand trumpet. It's got a lot of
clean out the spit valve.
Yeah.
I just this is how it works, people. This is called the cowardly pivot. So I blew his arm.
David Wizard of Oz character.
Well, but that's a move he mastered. We just saw him try and do that with Robin a little while ago.
Now he's going to call it Section 8 housing, which it is not.
It's not up to that standard.
It's too easy. I lost interest. I like your videos. Then said a case of Coors gets us into your AC room. probably does. Just clip a video of you saying Stern's 50-year-old is sexy. What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, he just got you to say it now, Joe. Yeah.
Penis wrinkle. Take a new sanctioned IQ test to prove everyone wrong. Hey, dickhead. Weren't you claiming that I didn't graduate from NYU today?
Hey, listen, don't insult Penis Wrinkle by calling him dickhead. What's wrong with you? Hey, dickhead.
And then I showed you the fucking letter from NYU saying I, in fact, did. Now you're going to pivot? Why not admit you're wrong? Because none of you cowards can admit you're wrong because you're all pussy boy pats. None of you guys could ever admit when you're wrong. I do. Fuck, I apologize. It's got the pace today. I did over something. We were having a Twitter argument. I sent something out along.
We were having a Twitter argument. I mean.
It's got the pace today. I did over something. We were having a Twitter argument. I sent something out of line. I'll do that. I don't care.
Now keep in mind, the only reason he's talking to Scott DePace the other day is because of this IQ test thing that's now the thing he's yelling about. So he's sitting here, he goes, hey, I have no problem apologizing to somebody when I call them to do something for me and to help me with something.
Well, listen, of course, John's a big pussy and he blocked us. So, but if anybody saw what the argument was on Twitter, let us know.
It's old school on Twitter. I think he apologized for an old argument where I'm sure Scott had a difference of opinion and John went scorched earth on him and said something fucking shitty on there. So if anybody finds it, I'm sure it'll be on Dabblers Anonymous.
Not a big deal. It doesn't take any energy to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It doesn't take any energy.
You said it to everybody in Atlantic City now that Dan isn't coming.
That's right. He's got no problem with I'm sorry now, huh?
And you're free. You're free of it.
Is that it? Oh, that's it. That's the end of the package. Nice. Look at that. All right. Look at that. Ooh. Right on time.
God, I love Penis Wrinkle.
I do. That's no lie. All right. We're back at 4, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on the Shuly Network. Thank you, everybody, for being behind the wall. Sorry, the notifications got messed up. But we'll do our best. Yeah, just blame him. Fuck it. We'll do our best to make sure we get it out to you a little bit better next time.
And you know what I'm going to do right now?
Huh?
I'm going to take a nap.
Wow. What a pussy. Pussy.
I got a show tonight. I got a 2-hour ride. As of right now, it is 1 hour and 59 minutes, but it will fucking go up.
Oh, yeah. So, what time's your show tonight?
8:00.
Oh, okay. So, we'll have time to do it.
Yeah, but it's not bad. Plus, if the show starts at 8:15, 8:10, and then there's an hour show before me. What the fuck is that? You know what I mean? It's fuck this guy. I'm never working for him again.
I fucking can't. We got a new DJ Dabble song. Frog, I'm going to put it in the thing, and then you put it in the thing. It didn't work. Hold on.
Did you put it in the thing?
I'm grabbing the thing.
Maybe you should ask permission first.
You think your mouth hurts now, you motherfucker? All right, here you go. It's in there.
No, it's up to 2 hours again. Fuck.
Oh, no. We'll give you an update on traffic at 4 o'clock, guys. Tune in the Shirley Network. Traffic and weather.
Horrible. And fuck it.
Yeah, you're going to hit a lot of traffic, Bubby.
A lot of.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him. You love him. A new hit song from DJ Dabbles. Everybody knows. Premiering right now on the Shirley Network. Let's go.
James L. Sullivan, do you have a favorite DJ Dabble song? No, I don't. I don't even know who the fucking that is. I don't even know who the fucking that is. I don't even know who the fucking that is. Fucking that is. Fucking that is. I don't even know who the fucking that is. I don't even know who the fucking that is. I don't even know who the fucking that is. Fucking that is. Fucking that is. I don't know who the 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 fucking that is. Fucking that is. Fucking that is. I don't know who the fucking that is. I don't know who the fucking that is. I don't know who the
Total Coke song right here.
Let's go. Ooh. Come on. DJ Dabbles. Man. Woo. This guy just don't stop. It's all he knows is just fucking hit after hit. Love it. All right. We'll see you guys at 4. Thank you, everybody.
I want to thank you from John for what I just did. I'm giving you my room on Sunday night because I live close by. So I want to thank you. And I want you to admit, if you want the room, that I created the trumpet.
Yep. He's right. Yeah. He's right.
Easy enough.
Do it. Do it, John. You know you need the room. You know you don't want to pay for it. So just do the right thing. Admit it. Admit who the master is. Thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you at 4. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Nap time.
It's time to blunder. Woo!
Ugh.